Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Derek Osborne.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And this is another edition of Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Phil Hummel from Dell EMC, and he's going to be talking to us a little bit about the new Dell EMC ready solution for AI. Phil, welcome today.
Thanks for having me, guys. I listen quite frequently.
Oh, excellent.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Dell?
Yeah, so educationally, I come from physics, math, econ, finance. I'm actually in my third career, so I spent 10, 12 years in the energy business looking at energy efficiency and machine learning and deep learning for understanding consumer choice. I was at Microsoft for 10 years with SQL Server and Analysis Services doing analytics, and now I've been at Dell EMC for 10 years, and I'm the technical marketing engineer for the Ready Solutions for AI, which includes our newest release, the Ready Solution for AI with Intel, featuring Nada.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Dell EMC Ready Solution and Nauta and what that brings to your customers?
As a data scientist, many of us have been working for a long time on single machines, everything from laptops to desktops to mainframes and servers. And so for people who don't have experience with doing distributed deep learning, using multiple computers as learners to solve a problem, Nada is really interesting technology, and we've incorporated that into a package with our servers and networking and storage options to be able to give people who aren't really familiar with distributed deep learning a real leg up to be able to take jobs that they're running now on a single node computer and be able to run it across a cluster of machines.
So a lot of times when you're working on a data science project, there's a big transition going from working in a local machine or a virtual machine and then trying to switch over into more of a cloud or a supercomputer type of environment. Can you tell us a little bit about how difficult that will be when you're using the Dell EMC Ready solution?
So it depends upon what technology you're familiar with, but you know what I see a lot of the big players in deep learning doing is moving to containers and Kubernetes. And so as a data scientist, I don't really want to go and learn the ins and outs of Docker and containers and Kubernetes and stuff. So what I love about the Intel solution with Nada is that I can use those technologies as a data scientist. To me, it's just a job. I have a script that I want to run, and I can tell the Ready solution for AI how many nodes out of the cluster I want to run this job on, and here's the script that I want to run. And it'll do the automation to spin up multiple containers on multiple nodes within the cluster, and all the communication required for the communication during training, and go run that job for me. And I literally don't need to know anything about Kubernetes or MPI or any of these communication technologies. It's what a lot of big players have done internally for themselves, like Apple and LinkedIn and stuff. But now it's available to any data scientist with this technology.
So one term we hear a lot is AI in a box, you know, something in a box. But this really does sound like AI in a box to me, where you have compute, networking, you have the container access. All you do is what, BYOD, and you're ready to go?
So I'm going to change the language a little bit and say deep learning in a box. I think of AI as the embedding of deep learning models in software applications that people can use. So it's a bigger domain and involves more technology, more people, a bigger team. But for the data scientists who are part of that AI team, and their job is to go figure out what the relationships between all this data we have and decisions that people want to make to define, train that model, test different specifications of it, and be able to come to the AI team and say, I have a model that's really strong, really is very good at predicting what the next item that somebody wants to buy off of our website, or what I think the weather is going to be tomorrow, or whatever the problem is. I, as a data scientist, can now bring that to the AI team and say, the model's ready to go. Now let's embed it in this application. And then we get to AI.
I love that distinction and clarification. And that's very well said. I'd like to talk a little bit about the workloads happening on-premise, which is what this is, versus in the cloud. Now, why, if you are a company looking to invest, would you want to invest in an on-prem deep learning solution?
There's the first problem is I have to lay down a credit card. And I personally, I hate looking over my shoulder at the clock all the time to try and figure out how much I'm going to spend this week or this month or this year. I did it for years. We all did it with shared systems, shared mainframes and stuff. Every time you do a run in a contract service like that, you're going to pay a fee. You might make a mistake on which data set, or you might have a job control mistake or something. It runs off and it does its thing. You get billed for that, whether you get useful results or not. So I hate that overhead of having to always think about the meters running. Data science is really an experimental endeavor. And so you want to encourage people to try more model specifications, different hyperparameters, different model sizes, maybe even eliminating some of the data you think, well, maybe these are outliers, they'll impact too much. So you want people to be able to experiment, and you don't want them to be discouraged by cost. The other thing about the public clouds is they're very effective at marketing themselves as very easy to use. It's complicated technology. If you want to store large amounts of data and then pre-process it into something in storage that's faster, and then you want to be able to access that pre-processed data off of a cluster of machines, each one of these technologies is a skill set you have to learn about. And every public cloud does it differently. And so there are advantages to learning, setting things up. You know, if I want a single virtual machine and I just want to go play with that, yeah, that's really easy. But I think when it comes to building enterprise distributed applications at scale, it's a lot more complicated than what I think most people think.
I totally hear what you're saying there, Phil. In a previous position I was in, I was creating a budget for a new data science project. And part of that was trying to map out how much time we would need from a cloud service provider. It's really difficult because you say, well, we need to experiment and I hope it's this amount of money, but you really don't know. And you want to have that freedom and that ability to do those experimentations as you go along. I'm hearing what you're saying there. Have you done any look into the total cost of ownership between, say, an on-premise solution versus a cloud solution?
We actually had ESG, the Enterprise Strategy Group, look at the cost of buying and owning a ready solution for AI, deep learning with Intel, versus a well-known cloud provider. And even discounting the amount of time that we used the cloud provider for and discounting the amount of storage that we would utilize in the cloud compared to on-prem, we still came out with a very favorable TCO advantage for owning the equipment. It only makes sense. I mean, people don't lease airplanes and cars that they drive all the time. They lease those things that they're only going to use them part-time. And so the economics of owning versus leasing, when you're going to utilize something heavily, usually is in the favor of owning.
Now, are there any use cases that you come across that this is a really great fit for?
There are so many applications in finance and in text processing, and there are so many applications. And so it's almost, when people ask me what the use cases are, I think it's harder to find someone that doesn't have a use case. If you're doing anything with classical machine learning right now, if you're doing decision trees or random forests or something, you probably should be looking at deep learning as an adjunct or an alternative. And then there's a whole bunch of use cases around video and images and language translation that really no one's doing classical machine learning for anymore. They're all deep learning. And with the Nada solution, another thing that we did in working with Intel was we went through a number of use cases and actually built out different models and ran them on a distributed cluster with Nada, including classical medical image recognition. We did some stuff around recommendation engines, financial forecasting. So it's more a challenge to talk to people who don't have a use case than those who do.
Some of those use cases you gave, for example, the medical industry use really large memory to be able to run their models. Can you tell us a little bit about the hardware and the solution and whether we'll be able to handle these large memory footprints?
Yeah, so when I want to use multiple computers to train a model, typically the way we do it is we send a copy of the model to every learner, every computer. Let's call them learners. So I have two computers. I want them both to help me learn the relationships between the input and output. So I'm going to send a complete copy of the model to each one of them. And then I'm going to send them a sample of the data. And I'm going to say, extract all the information out of this data you can. Then I'm going to compare the results they got and average them and then repeat that cycle again. So in order to do that, you need to be able to fit a sample of the training data, all the model weights, the activations, and some temporary space all have to fit in the memory of the device that's doing the learning, whether it's an accelerator or a CPU. When you exceed the memory of that device, then you have to start to think about, well, how do I take a deep learning model, which is made of multiple layers, and split it someplace? Take the first 25 layers and put them on this machine, take the second 25 layers and put them on that machine. That's a really hard problem, and it doesn't always work for all kinds of deep learning models. The nice thing about CPU and main memory is there's so much memory available there today that it's hard to imagine a model that you could define today that would exceed the available memory in main memory that CPUs can access. So I haven't heard of anybody exceeding those limits yet.
The Xeon cores really do offer a great memory footprint that allow you to do this processing.
And with tools like Nauta to be able to make it easy now to bring lots of learners in, even though you're working with fewer cores per device, you can spread those workloads easily over more and more learners and then manage the training time by the size of the cluster.
What kind of ecosystem enablement programs would you have for someone who wants to get involved? Is there like a way they can sandbox it and get help from Dell engineers, anything like that?
Absolutely. So most of the engineering that we do on the Ready Solutions is out of our HPC and AI Innovation Lab. They are set up to work with customers. They've been doing this for years with both HPC and AI workloads. People can talk to their account teams, let them know that they'd like to contact the HPC AI Innovation Lab and they have a problem that they would like to work together with Dell EMC and Intel on, and we can set that up.
Excellent. So for listeners who want to learn more about the Ready Solution, where can they go for more information?
The easiest URL to remember is dellemc.com/ready for AI, all one word.
Excellent. Well, Dell EMC is a member of our Intel AI Builders program. We really enjoy the collaboration we've had with you on this and other projects. So, Phil, it's been so much fun talking to you today about this new Ready Solution for AI.
I really appreciate you guys inviting me.
Excellent.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. This is Derek Osborne.
And this is Emily Hudson.
And this has been Intel on AI.